Hi, this is my first ever audio. I've been lurking on this subreddit for, I don't know, a few months. Well, years actually, on and off. But like, let's say I discovered this subreddit, 3 years ago. Had a quick look at what was on at the time and just came back to it about a month ago. And I've only been lurking. I've never posted any comments, never even upvoted anything, nothing. Just created this new account to post this audio. So anyway, today I thought would be a great day to actually come out of the shadows and give you my first impressions on my new dummy or pacifier, if you are so inclined to call them that way. But before that, anyway, I'll explain. I think I am a little. That's a weird way to say it. Like, girl, you bought yourself an adult pacifier and you're not sure about it. Like 10 years ago, I was living in Japan. And, I was living in... Sorry, I'm going to have to cut that out. Or not. No, I'll leave the bloopers in. Just because you'll see. It is my first audio. I'm just going to be rambling. So I was living in Japan 10 years ago, and at the time I read lots of fanfics on like AO3, and I landed on this fanfic that seemed interesting, and it turned out to be a daddy little boy fanfic. Yes, because I read mostly gay fanfiction. Anyway, as, I don't know, a lot of women do, probably. And, yeah, it was probably a Teen Wolf fanfic at the time. I can't remember. Anyway, I read this fanfic and I was like, wow, this is interesting. And I got sort of thinking, like, yeah, I wouldn't mind someone, you know, taking care of me as if I was a little girl, right? And so I did start buying a bit of paraphernalia, at the time. Never have gotten to buying diapers or anything, or like, well, nappies. So I still haven't bought nappies. I just can't get over the embarrassment of it. I guess I'm not really a diaper lover. I just really like feeling little, right? So at the time I bought a pacifier or a dummy, and it was like a rip-off of a Nuke dummy, like, but it was an adult size. It was like a size 7 or something. Anyway, it was okay. The nipple was kind of soft. I kept it for like 2 or 3 years. And then when I moved out, well, I came back to Japan and whatever. I moved out from my mum's place. I only stayed in Japan for a year. I moved out from my mum's and I threw it out because I didn't want anyone to see it. And at the time when I moved out, I was in an active relationship. I still am with the same person. Haven't really told them about this side of myself. Though, seeing as I've got like hobbies, I like collecting plushes and like I've got plenty of toys. I'm a bit of an otaku, a geek. So I've got like cutesy stuff, but it can pass as just being my hobby. And not, like, being a specific kink or, you know, it's the whole, the actual thinking, the embarrassment side of it really turns me on. Even though I'm still not, I'm still not up to wearing diapers. though, I think it's just because I'd need to get them delivered because I can't fit in the one sold at the supermarket. Though I can, well, they do sell adult diapers, but they're not the right kind. You know what I mean? They're not cute enough. And I'm kind of curious about feeling like, does it feel soft? Or, I don't know. It's, I don't want, I'm not into water sports or anything like that. I want to feel it on my bum. Oh, God. Anyway, just rambling nonsense. Anyway, I ramble a lot, especially when I'm nervous and I'm talking to myself. I'm in front of this like professional grade mic because yeah, I actually record myself singing, usually not talking. Anyway, so what was I saying? I don't know. Yeah, so I bought myself a pacifier at the time I threw it out. And I'd also bought a few clothes that sort of made me feel little. Like, I've still got this really cute ruffly skirt. It's like a ruffly rainbow skirt. It's so cute. And I had this t-shirt with, I can't remember. I think it may have been like a carousel or something on it. I threw that out. Anyway, yeah, so I guess I just did most of my fantasies in my head, and I've got plenty of plushes, so I do like hug them a lot. Anyway, just recently, like, yeah, 7 years later, yeah, I caved and I've bought myself a new dummy or pacifier. I got one from Little for Big, I think that's what they're called. Anyway, I found them on Amazon. Got a Gen 2 pacifier, and so there's the normal nipple. I tried it out yesterday. Good, but feels a bit small. But you know what? When I ordered that pacifier, or dummy, or whatever you want to call it, I thought, that nipple looks smaller than my old one. And my old one was just a tad small for me, actually. So I did get the bigger sized nipples. I ordered some, you know, change the nipple. Anyway, so the normal ones are size 6 and those are size 8. The ones I ordered and that have arrived today. And I've just compared the size of the two. Yeah, it's at least twice the size of a normal, like, adult pacifier. So, looking forward to try out. I have modified the Little for Big pacifier. It's a Gen 2. I've already said that. Anyway, I've poked a hole through it because I like having the, like, air go through the pacifier. I don't like when it's just, like, all in, well, the bulb of the nipples all inflated. I can't suckle properly. It sounds weird when I say that. Anyway, I can't suckle properly if it's inflated. So, and it doesn't move, if you get what I mean. Anyway, some people probably get what I mean. So, I'm going to try it out. Oh, I'm so nervous, but at the same time, I'm so excited. Ah! Here we go. Oh my God, it's like, it feels so much bigger than what I'm used to. But I think it is the right size. It's, oh my God, it feels so good. it's kind of, it's kind of getting me excited. it's It's like, how can I say? It's like really calming and it's getting me kind of horny at the same time. You know, earlier when, well, no, you don't know, when I actually received the change of nipples. Anyway, this, like, it's a pack of six nipples. I took one out and, you know, I cleaned it. And I thought, while I let it dry, let's have a gander at my phone. Okay. And so I start scrolling and stuff. And you know what I did? I was a bit, yeah, I was already a bit horny. Anyway. So I went on Adam and Eve. And... If, for those of you who don't know, Adam and Eve is like a, it's an online sex shop. And I bought a metric ton of sex toys. Anyway, first time I actually buy sex toys for myself. Lots of firsts today. And I decided to buy like tons of them. I do have a sex toy. It's like a rabbit. But it's not like the rabbit. It's probably, I don't even know if it's really a cheap model. Some friends bought it for me for my birthday a few years back. And it's really good. I still use it today. It's got like a really good like clitoral vibrator. And like there's the bit that goes in your vagina. It feels nice. It's nice and smooth. It's silicone. Just don't really use the rotating function much. Not really into it. Anyway, I bought like a metric ton of sex toys. No, I'm exaggerating. I bought I bought a pack that had three toys in it and then two more toys, I guess. Yeah. I'll probably tell you maybe another time about which toys I bought. But let's say it came up to 120 euros. That might not seem much for that many toys, but they were all like on sale. Before you ask, yeah, I did check. They are good quality. They're not just like trash. Well, I hope they are. Anyway, I got really excited. And now I have to wait for them to arrive, which is really annoying. So yeah, I'm really excited and I've just tried out this new passy. Let me put it back in my mouth. I should just shut up for a minute. What? I can't even talk around it. It's so big. Wait a minute. It just makes me sound like a baby. Well, I can't articulate. I sound like a literal baby. Or not. That's creepy. Anyway, yeah, I got really excited and I guess I'm gonna go play with myself. maybe if I have the guts, maybe one day I'll play with myself on audio. Probably I'd rather actually ask my partner if he'd be okay with me posting an audio of myself like masturbating. Because I guess just rambling about sex toys and like this little part of myself that I haven't actually shared with my partner. I've just recently sort of started talking about BDSM with him. He seems kind of open to it. He's not like, I guess he's still like pretty vanilla person, like when I started using the sex toy, we don't use it much in the time when we have sex together. We have used it a few times together, but not that much. The toys I've bought this evening are meant for couples. So I'm hoping he joins me in play, or I'll just use them by myself, whatever. So yeah, speak to you next time maybe? Or yeah. Just wanted to share more, like, because you can't really see anything. Share my excitement about this new dummy I bought, and it feels really good. Seriously. Maybe some of you are like, oh, she bought the cheap shit. Well, I don't know any better, and I don't really have the money to buy more expensive dummies. I'm going to have to hide this somewhere, because I'm still not ready to show it to my significant other. Still kind of shameful about this. Yeah. Maybe he'll find it somewhere. Maybe not. Anyway, if any of you guys are also littles and have sort of lived through the same situation as me, as in you've been with someone for years, literally years, not quite a decade yet, but you know what I mean, and I haven't shared anything about this side of yourself to them, give me tips, right? I kind of want to show him, but at the same time I'm just really embarrassed, and I hope he's not. I love him dearly. Okay. See you next time. Maybe if there is a next time. I don't know. I just really wanted to talk to someone about this. And it's not really something I could talk to with my friends, unless I want to be like extremely TMI with them. Anyway. Maybe I could leave you with a few suckling sounds. Oh, I hate the word suckling. Oh, it's like moist. Anyway, see you soon. Or not. Maybe.